Hey there. This is Jim, and I was just thinking. Headed up the big hill as I head out to do a short and easy 3 mile run. Is a lovely 50 degree day here on the second day of December 2023. Here it's very still though. Because it is also very damp and very, very foggy. So I actually have my Knox Gear 360 portable neon sign that I'm wearing. It's not really a neon sign, but it's a safety jacket. That might as well be a neon sign for all of the colors and flashing that it does. As in addition to the basically safety orange long sleeve shirt I have on, the white hat, if anybody comes up on me on the road, I'd like them to see me. So. Whew. You're catching me on day 3 of a mini 4-day weekend. So I took Friday off. I'm taking tomorrow off, so today, Sunday, feels like an actual rest day. There is zero anxieties about having to return to work tomorrow. So, almost think every weekend should be a 3-day weekend, right? That way you definitely get 2 days to de-stress before you had that day that, okay, it's not a work day, but it's the day before work day. Work day is coming. Every minute that ticks off, one day closer to the chaos that is the work day. So, there you go. But that's the make vacation for. So I'm glad I have some. All right. Almost at the top of the hill. And the telephone pole of destiny. Good old number 5. It's actually the number that's posted on this power pole. And it's power pole number 5. So there you are. And it's got a little, it's actually, let me just take a look at this. So it's got a yellow band on it. And it's actually, I think this is actually the power pole. 34404-20658. It's the number on it. But then there's a little silver 5. And what reminds me very much of the old Ma Bell little bell underneath the number 5 that you used to go, oh, okay, that's Bell, that's the telephone. So maybe it's number 5 for the telephone lines and it's the longer number for the power grid. I don't know. Does it really matter either way? No. We're just going to call it good old number 5. it's a lot easier to remember, and it's a lot fewer numbers. So without any further ado, let's go for a run. This is going to be a nice, easy run. So, roughly know what the distance is going to be when I come back. It's going to be somewhere between 5.13 and 5.15. So let's do a little scroll of the watch. There you go. Let's get the heart rate up there, which the heart rate right now is 75. So, I've mentioned to you that I do heart rate-based training. Well, I am now armed with some new tech. And yes, if you know me well enough, you know armed is a pun. Because I am a very punny guy. So I am now wearing a Coros heart rate monitor, which is an armband sitting right over my bicep on my left arm. So it was a surprise gift from a friend of mine. Don't ask who, because I'm not going to be telling you. That includes any of you who will run into me in person. Don't ask. I won't tell you. It's a gift from a friend. And thought I'd try it out. See if I notice any difference. See if I notice any improvement. And probably more importantly, see if I notice a lack of these early run spikes into the 140s, which I think is bogus data. So I'm hoping for some more accuracy with the heart rate monitor. So, anyway, as I mentioned, there, not a chest drop, it's a armband. The one that I have is a medium armband, which would argue that there are other sizes. They're going to call this one medium, but I think a medium armband will probably fit most people, unless you are particularly plus size or some sort of a power lifter. They're probably the only people who I think might need a large. Now, of course, if you are a very tiny female runner, you're probably the only person who needs a small. So I think at least 80 to 85% of all runners can probably make do with a medium. So there it is. So, I will tell you, I'm not the largest guy on the planet. So for context, 5'10", 170 pounds, that's roughly 76 kilograms, for those of you who speak metric. And when the medium band comes out of the box, I had to adjust it to make it bigger, because it was just somewhere between an armband and a tourniquet. So I still have a little bit more room to make this larger, but that's why I say if you've got plus size arms, or you are a power lifter and have biceps that look like normal people's thighs, you might want to step up to a large. But otherwise, that's it. Current heart rate 120. So, and this is reading off of my arm heart rate monitor. So, anyway. So, Sunday, December the, actually I'm wrong. Sunday, December the 3rd, not the 2nd, it's the 3rd. Sunday, December the 3rd. It's the first day of Advent, that Christian season that precedes Christmas. So if you grew up with this, you may have an Advent wreath in your house. You may have Advent calendars. I believe there's a website that does nothing but sell Advent calendars, and you get Advent calendars that when you open up each single day have everything from a motivational saying to chocolate to even booze. So there are lots of options. So going back uphill now. Heart rate 117. We've just finished our first kilometer. So, anyway, I put a post out as to what was going to happen this weekend. I told you to have some more thoughts. I do. And I think once we get to the top of this hill, hang a right, I'll express some of them to you. About 50 feet from the top. Alrighty. Heart rate 130. As we climb to the top of the hill. Alright. Woo! Hang a right. Anyway. Here we go. So, as I mentioned, I did not go to Savannah. I went to Syracuse. So, I knew it was the right decision when I made it, and I know it in spades now. Why do I say that? Well, of course, I had made this decision, honestly, on the Monday prior to the race. Canceled my hotel room. Canceled my flight. Got my race switched over to a virtual. And I guess the first thing I would say is all of that was easy. Called the hotel. Obviously, they were sorry to miss out on 3 nights reservation, but they didn't give me any trouble canceling it. One issue down. And I contacted Delta, my preferred air carrier, canceled my flight, expecting I was gonna just lose the money for the flight. But surprise, surprise, they said, well, we're sorry, you're not gonna be traveling with us, but we would be happy to refund your money. So I went, yeah, you know what? I would be happy too if you did that. That was unexpected. I didn't have insurance on this flight, so I just expected, oh well, easy come, easy go. But no, they offered to refund my money. So they did. Not only did they refund the extra $200 I paid for this travel, they gave me back all my air miles I used for upgrades. I'm gonna bump into a walker in the fog. Now, this is a horror movie. This would be bad news. But it's not a horror movie. So we'll hush up for a second and just say hello. Pick it up on the other end. Welcome to Brigadoon.
How many weeks stay in today?
That's right. I'm just waiting for a Scottish town to show up that we haven't seen in 500 years. Anyway, that's the lady at the other end of the Ridge Road who owns a dog named Dixie. So she is a school bus driver for the local school district. So often I see her bus parked in her driveway. It is a small bus, so not the regular route large bus. So anyway, so I only got my money back, I got my air miles back, and the flight that I took in, the flight that I paid for in January to take me down to JG, that got converted in the spring to a credit for $190, which I would have to use by the end of this year. And they didn't give me the option of money back. And I did have insurance on that flight. So not only are they giving me back the extra $200 I put on that flight credit, they're giving me the flight credit back in cash. Well, they're putting it on my credit card. So, which at Christmas time means we got $400 showing up on my credit card right before Christmas. Huzzah! Right? I mean, it's still money I'm spending, but it's kind of a nice turnaround. Of course, then I contacted the race and said, I realize this is late in the game, but I'm not going to be able to make the trip down. So I'm hoping you can switch me to a virtual, which they said yes. Now they might have been more cooperative because I paid $60 extra for the VIP package. So they may have said, you know what? You're a VIP. You can do whatever you want. So, got a very nice message from the race director that was forwarded to one of her helpers saying, please switch this gentleman to a virtual, and if there's an extra charge, he doesn't pay it. That was very nice. So I ran the race as a virtual on Thursday, also on a 50 degree day. I did put my Superman shirt on. I did put on my shiny purple shorts, because it's a race, even if it's a virtual. That I uploaded the time. So, if I'm not mistaken, if I have not misread their literature, at some point before the end of the year, I have a double pump race medal, which I shall hang in my office where all the most current race medals get hung. Until there's a new medal to replace it. I have an entrance shirt. So everybody who enters gets a shirt. But then everybody who finishes gets a second shirt that says finisher. So, not a completely new idea. The 2012 Garmin Marathon did that. Gave you a shirt at the expo. So if you never showed up for the race, you still have a shirt. But it's just a shirt for signing up. When you finish, they handed you not only a medal, but a shirt that says finisher. So I have two shirts and a medal coming. So, huzzah! Huzzah! So, that was already good. But on the Friday, before I left to go up to Syracuse, I think 129. For the heart rate right now. Not wearing my glasses, so it's 120 something. I get this box in front of my door, and I see it, see who it's from, not expecting a gift from this friend, and of course, this friend was notified by the carrier that it arrived. So, this friend texted me and said, hey, you might have something at your door you want to go get. And it's not a Christmas gift, so you can open it right now. Which I did. And shortly after, my jaw ricocheted off the island in between our kitchen and our dining room, and I picked it back up, put it back in the joint. I sent a message back to this friend saying how thankful I was for this gift, and this is, you know, it's a not great gift, but way more than you owe me. To which this friend said, well, then you might want to read the note that's also in the gift. I'm going to paraphrase it, basically saying, this is a thank you for something that you did for me 3 years ago that I never really got a chance to properly thank you for. Which, of course, my jaw then dislocated, slammed on the island, and shattered into a million pieces as it hit the ground underneath the island. So, a couple minutes and some super glue, putting my jaw back where it's supposed to be. And here I am. So, I got that. That was what was waiting for me before I got in the car and drove 5 hours to Syracuse. And of course, I got to see my friend Judy, as it now turns out, for the last time. And of course, I got to see my friend Mark, and I got to be a huge shoulder to cry on. And here I am, thinking about all this. And here I am, doing something for a friend that I would have done anyway. Meanwhile, in the back of my head is, oh, by the way, this morning, here's a thank you for something you did for me, completely different friend, 3 years ago. I never properly got the chance to thank you for. So, I'm doing it now. Like it or lump it. And I most definitely like it. So, I'm thinking to myself, huh. So is this God paying it forward? For what I'm doing this weekend? Or is this just a reminder that the good you do doesn't go unnoticed? What I think right now, I think it's a little of both. I really do. I think it's a little of both. So, needless to say, this has been it's been an overused term, but this has definitely been a bit of an emotional roller coaster weekend for me. So, I left Syracuse on Saturday in a very sad kind of a state. As of course I had heard that morning, that probably due to some of the long talk that I had with my friend Mark, that they were going to withdraw life support from Judy since she'd been through enough. And that is 1,000% a true statement. She has been through more than enough. Hard part of doing this as a friend is you're really there to listen. You're not really there to give advice. You're there to listen and let your friends know what they're saying. Because quite often, people know what the right course of action is. They just need somebody to tell them what they think is the correct thing to do. Is in fact the correct thing to do. And to stop second guessing themselves. So, it would appear that I did that. So, of course it was a day not unlike today. Foggy, gray, has a very dystopian feel to it. So it was the first Saturday of the month, and in the Catholic religion, we have a thing called First Friday and First Saturday devotions. You don't have to do them, but they're a pious observance, as we would call them. And I said, you know what? Yeah, there's a mass. I think I'm going to just go to church Saturday morning before I leave. Of course, I go in, and it's the traditional Catholic mass. If you've not seen one, please feel free to stop by your local Catholic church anytime you like. We're happy to have you. But they were doing, in the middle, a healing service. So, anybody who felt for physical or emotional reasons, they could use a little bit of healing right now. Not something you see at a Catholic mass often, but sure enough, there it was, waiting for me when I showed up. I, of course, availed myself of the extra grace. And then drove home. And the closer I got home, the sunnier it got. And so by the time I got home, it wasn't 45 and dystopian gray and raining. It was partly sunny, 60 degrees. Even put my window down for part of the drive. So, what does all this mean? A lot to process, folks. There was a lot to process. So, have I completely processed it all? Not a chance. Not a chance. But there it is. But to quote the words of Mr. James Paul McCartney, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. Which, if you're a person of faith, you would say, close, but completely wrong. Because I'm a very big believer that God gives you in superabundance. So in the end, the love you take is not equal to the love you make. The love you take is given back to you in superabundance from the love that you make. God will never be outdone. He's competitive that way. And not really. Just me having some fun. But, yep. So, did I get to run across my bridge? No, I didn't. Am I going to get to run across my bridge next year? No, I'm not. As you've heard me say this already, I'm not doing travel races, at least for 2024. I think for the foreseeable future. I have not had good luck with it. Why set myself up for more disappointment? But at the very least, I'm going to take a year off. So no travel races for 2024. I'm going to focus on some other priorities instead. Some that I've talked about, some that I haven't and won't. Because they're between me and the man upstairs. But would I have liked to do the run across that bridge in Savannah? Oh, absolutely. Am I sorry I didn't do it, though? Not a chance. Not a chance. If I had to make the decision all over again, I'd make the same one 1,000 times plus one. And I'd do it 10,000 times plus one if I knew all of the other stuff that was going to happen, which of course I just told you did happen. So, that's the update. Anyway, speaking of updates, what's the heart rate, Jim? Well, I believe it's 120 right now. So, I'm hoping that Mr. Koros will think more of my physical status now that I'm not spiking into the 140s and 150s, which I'm sure my heart never really was. It's just bogus data from a wrist heart rate. But, yeah, we'll see. Maybe my VO2 max will come up. Maybe my amount of time it says I need to recuperate will come down. I can much more accurately train using my heart rate. So there it is. Anyway, I don't have anything else to add. This is long enough. So, thank you for the download. Thank you for the time to listen to this. And as we say in ham radio land, 7-3.